Welcome to Quantum Leap Book Club. During the next hour, beloved mind scientist Parisha and her guests from around the world will read and discuss various best-selling books with well-known authors. Every show will apply retention techniques designed to help you to absorb powerful knowledge to effectively change your life. Join us every week for a thought-provoking hour and re-listen as often as you can. You will be delighted by what you learn, and you will be excited by the results. Are you ready to take the quantum leap? Here's Parisha.
Welcome to Law of Attraction Radio Network's Quantum Leap Book Club. I'm your host, Parisha, and I'm joined today by our co-host, Steve Jones in Arizona, in the United States, Trina Cooper in Denver, Colorado, in the United States, Diane Montre in Toronto, Canada, Geraldine Dalby Ball in Sydney, Australia, Rosemary Heyer in Frankfurt, Germany.
Hello.
So we're presently studying author Michael Lozia's book, Law of Attractions, and we have the 2007 version. So we're getting questions as what page and some confusion here. So if you have the earlier book, your numbers, your page numbers will be different. So if you just pay attention to the title, that'll work out better. We're presently reading and studying pages 20 through 36 today. So far, we have shared a lot of great things, like the very positive, negative vibrations that we all are constantly involved in and not paying much attention to. We've also covered the science of the law of attraction. So we're talking about a law here, not just some phase or trend situation. So we've studied all of that and have moved on to some really good stuff today. And so we've discussed most of the stuff that we've each run into in our pursuit of using this and putting this into our particular lifestyles. But we thank all of you who have been contacting us through all of the social medias and are having such success. Just keep strong and keep going and be open. Like I said, we're going to have Michael with us here shortly, and that is such an honor and privilege that this man is taking time to just take his Wednesday and sit down and talk straight out and face-to-face with us. So we're very, very gifted and blessed here with what Michael's given us. Okay, so we'll just go right on into that right now. We have Michael waiting, and Michael, welcome to Quantum Leap Book Club, and thank you so much for coming with us today. So give us some good facts up front.
Hey, Parisha. Hello, everybody in the Quantum Leap Book Club, and thank you for all of you that have visited my website and have sent me personal messages about how I've been inspiring you. That's why I do this, you know. I'm pretty selfish, meaning self-care. I only do things that make me feel good. In other words, I look after myself, and part of doing that is inspiring other people. So tonight is really so I can look after myself and feel good. And as a result of doing that, I get to inspire you and help you understand about how you can become a deliberate attractor. So your homework, or the pages you were reading, were between 20 and 36. These are very significant pages in the book. Matter of fact, there's two main messages in this section that will change your life. And I'll be highlighting these significant messages throughout the training. They're so significant that I've developed a series of 10 postcards. I call them postcards. They're really the size of a photo. And I've compiled 10 of the most significant quotes in the book that are life-changing for many people, including myself. So tonight, I want to start off by reminding everybody part of my background is around neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro meaning the brain, linguistic meaning words, and programming meaning what I've been doing so far with you. In other words, installing and giving you new information and new ideas. It's also the study of how people like to receive and process information. So if you read my book and say, wow, I really like his style, he wrote it just for me, I actually wrote it for four styles. The style that likes to see things, that's the visual style. The style that likes to read things, that's the auditory style. The kinesthetic style that likes to connect and likes to write things with the worksheets. And they also like the characters in the book. And then there's the digital style. They are the thinkers. They like to check off boxes. They like the matrices. And they also like the summary at the end of the sections when I say, here's what you should have learned in this section. So if you're enjoying my book, it's because I was able to tap into your most dominant learning style by the writing style. Which brings me to my first point. It's all about words. As you go through the book, you'll know that I don't ask you to visualize. I don't ask you to do a collage. I don't ask you to do a dream board. If you like to do those things, go ahead and do them. But they're not necessary, because it's all about the words that you think. And today, one of the most significant messages in this section is how the words you use are causing you to manifest what you manifest. Now, in the book on page 20, I'm introducing the concept, and in my seminars, I call it the four boxes. And in the book, there's three. So I'm going to ask you to write in your book. Yes, you can do that. It's yours. You can write in it. And I want to start off by box number one. In box number one, pretend it's a box of words. And now I'm going to take a dictionary, and I'm going to shake that dictionary so all the words fall out of the dictionary and into the first box. So now you have a box of words. I'm going to reach inside that box of words and pull out a bunch of words. And now I'm going to string those words together. And those strung together words now form a thought. So now we have box number two. Let's look inside of it. Box number two is a bunch of thoughts, any thought that you're having. Any thought that you're having, it's a collection of words that you're using. So now I'm thinking about the thought. And as I think about any thought, it causes me to have a negative or positive feeling, which is box three. So in addition to calling it a negative or positive feeling, it's also your vibes. Matter of fact, vibes are simply moods or feelings. Even though we use the word vibe, it actually comes from the longer word vibration. I'll demystify the word vibration. You see, a vibration is simply a vibe. And a vibe is simply a mood or a feeling. And any thought that you have causes you to have a vibe. You cannot not have one. Right now, whether you like it or not, or believe it or not, or understand it or not, each one of you have a feeling. And there's only two kinds that you can have, negative ones and positive ones. So without knowing it, right now, you're putting off, you're sending out, or you're emitting a vibe. If you had a handheld vibrational meter reader and pointed it towards you, it would indicate what the vibe was. If it was a positive vibe and it had a sound, it would sound like this. Ding, 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 ding. But if it was a negative vibe that you were having, it would sound like this. But as you know, there's no such thing as a handheld vibrational meter reader. But all of you have within one within you. Good, so I'll start from the beginning really quickly. First, we have a box of words. We reach inside the box of words, and then we form a thought. Now we have a box of thoughts. We reach inside the box of thoughts, and those thoughts are causing us to form a feeling when we think about them. And those feelings are simply vibe. Now I want you to add a fourth box on page 20. The fourth box is called results. You see, whatever the vibes are in your vibe box, law of attraction's eavesdropping on the vibes that you're having. And it's matching them perfectly. Law of attraction doesn't know whether it's negative or positive, or whether you want it or don't want it, or whether it's good or bad for you. It's obedient. With all due respect, law of attraction isn't very smart, but it is very obedient. So the last box here is your results box. And there's two kinds of results that you can be getting, and they're negative and positive. So now you'll come to understand how just the words that you're using are forming the thoughts that you're thinking, are causing you to have the vibes that you're sending, are causing the results that you're getting. Now here's the bad news. There's three words in your word box that are causing you to attract negative things. Here's the more worse news. Most people are using them 100 times before noon. Wouldn't it be nice if you said, oh, I never use those. But my hunch is you do. Here's the three words that you're using that cause you to attract negative things. Matter of fact, on your page, in your book or on your notes, I want you to draw a circle the size of a golf ball. And in that side of the circle, I want you to write these three words. Don't. Not. And no. A two-letter word. No. Don't, not, and no. And now draw the international do not you symbol through the don't, not, and no. What I'm doing now is that I'm training your brain. I'm burning the image of the three words of don't, not, and no. Now, we're going to play a little game. And you're going to be law of attraction. And you're going to eavesdrop on my vibes. And when I use the word don't, not, and no, you're going to catch me giving attention to what I don't want. So when I say, I don't want my clients to cancel, I gave attention to clients canceling. And when I give attention to clients canceling, I send the vibe of canceling clients. And law of attraction doesn't know if I want that or don't want that. And now it starts to unfold and orchestrate to bring me more of what I gave attention, energy, and focus to. So I get another client canceling. And then I get upset and I call everybody and I go online and talk about how I hate when clients cancel. And you're right. I gave it more attention, energy, and focus. And I give it more attention, energy, and focus. The obedient law of attraction responds. And then I get another cancel client. And then I finally say, what's going on? All my clients are canceling today. You see, whenever you use the word don't, not, and no, you just brought attention to what you didn't want to bring attention to. So when I say, don't be disappointed, I just gave it attention. Don't hesitate to contact me. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. This won't hurt. Don't have sex. Don't do drugs. Don't drink and drive. Don't spill your milk. Don't beat up your brother. Don't leave your dirty clothes on the floor. Don't forget your homework. And one of my favorites, this is not a scam. It's like, oh, I didn't think it was until you brought it up. You're not sure what I mean? Go to Google and type in no sex and see what shows up. Type in no football and see what shows up. You see, Google strips away the words don't, not, and no, and it brings to you what you said you didn't want. Google isn't smart either, although we give it lots of credit. Go ahead tonight and type in no football. You'll get 19 million hits with the word football in them. So I want you to think of law of attraction like vibrational Google. Whatever you put in the Google search is what you get. So when you keep talking about what you don't want, you gave it attention, energy, and focus. And when you talk about it, you set the energy in motion, just like you hit the enter button in Google. The results that you're getting in your life are matching what you entered in your vibrational or words. Are you curious about what you're putting in your vibrational Google box? I can tell from here. Take a look and see what you're getting. It's a perfect match. So here's your homework between now and the rest of your life, is to eliminate and reduce the words don't, not, and no. Matter of fact, every time you see them or write them or hear them, you cannot not hear my voice in your head. You'll also be able to not picture the circle with the line through it. I'm going to give you the reset sentence. This will be one of the most significant things you'll learn in my material. This is the reset sentence. Write it down, say it out loud, memorize it, hear my voice say it. Use all the different modalities to ingrain and burn this message. Whenever you use the word don't, not, and no in that very moment, ask yourself the reset sentence. Here it is. So, what do I want? Don't forget. Oh, I just said, so don't forget. So what do I want? Remember. Don't spill your milk. Oh, what do I want? Drink your milk carefully. Oh, I don't want this to be difficult. Oh, what do I want? I want this to be easy. Don't slam the door. What do I want? Close the door quietly. I don't want my clients to cancel. What do I want? I want them to keep their appointments. Oh, I don't want to play phone tag today. What do I want? I want to get a hold of people quickly. Don't park here. What do I want? Park over there. Don't use this door. What could it say? Use that door. Every sentence in the whole wide world that has the word don't, not, and no can be reframed and relanguaged. There's no need for those words ever. Here's what happens. When you go from what you don't want to what you do want, the words change. Let's go back to your boxes. And when the words change, what you're thinking about and giving attention to changes. And what you're thinking about and giving attention to changes, your vibration changes. And now you're sending a new vibration. And here's the best news you'll hear tonight. Law of Attraction doesn't have a memory of what you used to give attention to. The point of power is in the present. Law of Attraction isn't very smart. It doesn't have a file folder or a recipe card keeping track of your don't, nots, and no's and what you were vibrating yesterday. Law of Attraction doesn't know if you were giving attention to what you don't want for 5 days, 5 years, or 50 years. It's responding to the point of power is in the present. So your homework between now and the rest of your life is to be deliberate and reset your words every time you hear yourself use the word don't, not, and no. You cannot not hear my voice in your head say, so what do I want? And when you go from what you don't want to what you do want, the words change. When the words change, the vibration changes. When the vibration changes, the results change. I'd like you to write this sentence down. The only way to get a different result is to send a different vibration. The only way to get a different result is to send a different vibration. Now, my hunch is all of you, when something breaks down in your house, your computer, you know, a kitchen appliance, you know, your TV recorder, anything that's electronic, and you don't know how to fix it, and you turn around and you see that red reset button. Say yes if you love that. Ooh, I love a reset button. When I see a reset button, you know what's the first thing I think? I don't have to figure this out. I'm going to press the reset button and let the system reset it. Well, guess what? You're all in luck. You all have a reset button. So let's go to the four boxes. And the very last box is your results. You're taking a look at some of the results in your life, and you don't like them. Your money results, your negative thought results, your boyfriend-girlfriend results, your relationship results, your client results, getting a job results, keeping a job results, any results in your life, and you don't like them. And today, you learn the second most important thing is that you can reset them. So let's walk backwards in the four boxes. Box number four, I don't like the results that I'm getting. I'd like to reset them, please. Now, I want everyone to go to page 27 and look at the reset button. I want you to burn that image, and I physically want you to put your finger on the word reset. I want you to train your brain to know that you have the ability to reset your results. Now, go back to the four boxes. If you want to reset your results, you need to back up and reset your vibe. If you want to reset your vibe, you need to back up and reset your thoughts. If you want to reset your thoughts, you need to back up and reset your words. And if you want to reset your words, you simply need to eliminate and reduce the words don't, not, and no. And every time you catch yourself using them, ask yourself, so what do I want? And the best news of all, you can only hold one vibe at a time. And you will catch yourself using the word don't, not, and no over the next few days. And maybe by Friday or Saturday, you might go to use the word don't, not, and no and correct it in your head before you say it. That's graduation time. Because tonight and tomorrow, you're going to say it out loud. Oh, I just said don't, not, and no. And within a couple of days, you say, oh, I caught myself. I almost said it. So that is me training your brain. Well, I'm not only training your brain, I'm brainwashing you. I'm washing your brain of the words that aren't serving you. Okay, just to summarize so far, my book is divided into two sections. The first section is how to stop attracting negative things. Boom, you just nailed it. Eliminate the words don't, not, and no. And on page 30 and 31, I'm introducing the three-step formula. You see, once you clear up all the negative attraction and you start to reduce the words don't, not, and no, some, yeah, you'll use them. I use them too. But I still catch myself. Once you eliminate and reduce the words don't, not, and no, then you've significantly cleaned up your vibration. Now you can place your order. Now you can say, law of attraction, I'm ready to place an order. But just like if you were going to order a pizza, you don't call the pizza people and tell them all the things that you don't want. You don't go on Amazon and order all the and do searches for stuff that you don't want. In other words, before you place any order, you need to know what you want. So tonight, in 3 minutes, I'm going to explain the third most important teaching in this book. It's how the contrast you're experiencing, that means the stuff that you don't like, how the contrast you're experiencing is actually helpful and essential. I want you to write this down. Contrast is essential. Contrast meaning things that you don't like. You can birth clarity. That means you can get clear when you know what you don't like. You might go to a restaurant thinking, I haven't a clue what I want. You'll scan the menu. You'll use items on the menu. Say, oh, that's too fattening, or that's I don't like that. That's got too much spice in it. This one's, oh, that serving's too small for me. See how you're using that information and say, well, here's what I would like. And you go, boom, 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 boom. So knowing what you don't want is very important. And step one is called identify your desire. If you and your friends want to order a pizza, you don't call the pizza place and say, here's all the things that we don't want on it. So before you make the call, you need to get clear. You need clarity about what you want. So you check with all your friends and say, okay, who, what don't you want on it? And they're thinking, well, why is she asking me that? Why does he want to know what I don't want? Because it'll help identify what you do want. The best way to know what you do want is to know what you don't want. So step one does not guarantee you'll get it. Step one guarantees you'll get clear. Oh, you're trying to identify your ideal vacation? Build a list of what you didn't like about your last one. You're trying to find your ideal client? You don't know how to define your ideal client? Build a list about what you don't like about your current and past clients. You're trying to identify your ideal job? Build a list of what you don't like about your current one or your last ones. And for each one on the Clarity Through Contrast worksheet on the left-hand side, you ask yourself the question, well, that's what I don't like, so what do I want? Oh, I don't like that my last job, it took me an hour to get to work. Well, guess what? If you complain about that, you'll get another one. So that's why we're going to reset it. If you don't want a job that takes you an hour to get to work, what do you want? I'd like a short commute. But I don't want to work in a tight cubicle. Oh, what do you want? Oh, I'd like a nice open space. You see how just with those two pieces of contrast, you birth more clarity? You'd like an open space office with a short commute to work. That's only two little items. Now, here's the third most significant point for tonight. It's okay to be negative. It's okay to complain. It's okay to observe what you don't like, as long as you observe it briefly. Write that on your pad of paper, big capital letters. I can observe contrast briefly. Hey, now it's none of my business how long briefly is, as long as it was briefer than before. So when you're building the Clarity Through Contrast list, you have to build the contrast. Some people want to skip it. You cannot skip it. You must do it. Because when you write one negative thought, it generates another one, generates another one. That exercise takes 7 minutes. That's okay. You've been negative for 7 years. Another 7 minutes isn't going to make a big difference. Be negative for 7 minutes. Oh, Parisha, you should hear people say, oh, but you told us not to be negative. Yeah, before you met me, you've been negative for 17 years. So you know what? Stay with sure. it for 7 minutes. Go find out what you don't want so you can birth what you do want. Give yourself permission to get ticked off. It's okay, but do it briefly. Well, how long's briefly? I don't know. When it comes to something you don't like the taste of, how long is briefly? A nanosecond. When it comes to something you don't like the sound of on the radio, how long is briefly? I don't know, maybe 20 seconds. When it comes to a relationship, how long is briefly? I don't know, 30 years. When it comes to a job you don't like, how long is briefly? I don't know, a lifetime? So you decide how long briefly is. You have my permission to be negative. and to observe on contrast, but do it briefly. Do it in within seconds and minutes and find the clarity within it. That's why you're having it. Remember, you can birth clarity through the brief observation of contrast. So make sure you're not skipping over the contrast to get to the clarity. The contrast is essential. Without observing the contrast, you'll never get clear. Okay, I just want you to sit back. I'm going to spend one more minute and summarize everything you heard me say tonight. The words that you use are forming the thoughts that you think. Whenever you use the word don't, not, and no, you're thinking about what you don't want. When you think about what you don't want, it's causing you to send the vibration about what you don't want. And as you're sending any vibration, whether negative or positive, the obedient law of attraction is eavesdropping, and it's not very smart. It doesn't know whether it's something you want or don't want, or whether it's good or bad for you, or whether it's good or not. It is busy unfolding and orchestrating to bring you more of what you said you didn't want. But when you notice you're attracting something you don't want, you now have the ability to say, I can reset this. I can change my results because I have a reset button. And the way I'm going to change my results is I'm going to change my vibration. And the way I change my vibration is I change what I'm giving attention, energy, and thinking about. And the way I change my way I'm giving attention, energy, and thinking about is that I change the words that I was using. You see, all negative attraction comes from the three words don't, not, and no. So now ask yourself the reset sentence, what do I want instead? And talk about that. And when you go from what you don't want to what you do want, the words change. And when the words change, the vibration changes, and you can only have one vibration at a time. And now the obedient law of attraction is responding in the moment. That's why it's called the power is in the now. The power is in the present. And now when you want to get clear and use law of attraction deliberately, you understand the power of the question, so what do I want? It'll help birth the clarity, which is the first step in deciding anything. Remember, before you order anything online, before you order your pizza, or before you order anything on the restaurant, you need to spend time getting clear about what you do want. So make sure you're doing that before you place your vibrational order with law of attraction, because it's obedient. It'll give you whatever you give your attention, energy, and focus to. So be a deliberate attractor and deliberately eliminate and reduce the words don't, not, and no. And when you use them, simply say, so, what do I want? Okay, that was exciting.
This is so exciting, Michael. My God, this is just absolutely awesome. I've been around for a long time, and you just deliver in such a beautiful way. I can only say just thank you, thank you. I want to also share with those of you who are listening that Michael's offering for all of our listeners to download the Law of Attraction 10 quote cards. Okay, they're 10 quote cards. They're very, very vivid and nice. He says they come in the size of 4x6 photos. So if you go to this website, you can actually get them. And he feels that they're very significant key points that you're learning. So I would say if it's any tool that helps you get along to your dream faster, why not? Just go there and ring in to get it. So here's the address, hangoutwithmichael. Hangout has capital, with is capital, M is Michael, .com/quotes. So please go to his website and collect those cards and use them and work with that. Everything that you've given tonight, Michael, is just so easily done. There are just no excuses for people not to have and people to be suffering.
Yeah.
So we appreciate so much that you come with us, and may you be blessed 1,000-fold for how generous you're being with us. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. And good night, Quantum Leap Book Clubbers. Have fun with the rest of the program tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
We will. Thank you so much. All right, as we move on, we're looking at page 21, 20 and 21. And again, the box that Michael was talking about is on page 20, and it's whether it's a positive or negative vibration, the law of attraction will give you more of the same. Look at the simple solutions he just gave us. I mean, I sat here and listen, I'm an old trooper with this stuff, okay? And I'm looking at how simple it is just to circle in, don't, not and no. You know what I mean? So that you, how often do you hear yourself? I catch myself all the time. And it's like, what did you just say? So I have to reword it. He just gave us the process to do that. So I expect that this week you all should have mountains of change and mountains of results in what you're doing. And he did discuss with us the importance of words. And that's something that any of you have been working with me over the years. Definitely, you know how I constantly remind you in our conversations, what are you saying? And how did you just say it? And is that what you mean? And many times I'll say to you, say what you mean, okay? And that's going back again to looking at what are the words that you're using? How are you phrasing it? Because as Michael pointed out, the brain doesn't know any different. Neither does the law of vibrations and attraction. So you want to make sure that you're wording things accordingly. And I've suggested to a lot of you who actually work with me over the years with this, when you have areas that you're not seeing results, why don't you script it the way you want it? Actually write a script that you're going to read and say at opportune moments that you want to see the difference in the things that you're doing. It's worked a lot for a lot of people, so definitely use that. Use all of the tidbits of information he just gave us. The so what do I want? That has to be magic. It's just okay. If that's a door opener right there, you know, so just say that, just constantly remind yourself and realize how many times you're canceling the very ideal of what you want because of you putting a don't or no and a lot of other particular ways. So just say, what do I want? And just make it simple and clear, as least words as possible. Okay. So, Steve, you wanted to go ahead on some information as well. Okay, so it says, Steve says he's kind of lost the connection there for a minute. So basically, if we do what the lessons are that Michael said, I would love for all of you to send in to our website and things, the different opportunities this has brought and the changes that you've made with this. He's left no margin of failure. You know, you just keep reminding yourself, like he said, he gives you permission to be negative, critical, and all things, but just get over it very quickly. And with the things he's given you, how could you not? So if you say, what do I want? It's going to work. You're going to get there faster. Steve, have you gotten on yet? Okay. Well, anyway, Steve was actually covering with us tonight that words are causing you to attract what you don't want. And I feel that we had Michael go through that with excellent speed and actually made our point very, very easy. Okay, so let's just go forward with that. He gave some examples on page 22. There are other common expressions that give more attention and energy to what you don't want. So here's what we actually have there where he says, don't get mad. We just said get mad, right? I'm not blaming. What did you just say? Okay, don't hesitate to call me. Don't be fooled. Don't worry. I mean, how many times do you have people say that or you say that to people? Don't worry. Okay, we're doing just the opposite of what we think that we're doing, right? I don't want this to hurt. Well, you just did, okay? Don't litter. This is a good one. I went around for a while and saw all the signs that good intentional people were putting up to help clean up the city in different areas where people were putting a lot of trash out. And they had signs that says, don't litter. Okay, and they kept wondering how come it wasn't getting through. And it's like, well, you kind of cancel it out. You want to say, you know, here's the trash. Put your trash here. Don't smoke. Another one for those who have the addiction of cigarettes, even with food. Or don't overeat, you know, or don't eat the fat stuff or something. As long as the word don't is there, you heard what he said. That's exactly what we're doing. I'm not judging, okay? Don't panic, no rush, no worry. Don't look now. Don't run with scissors. Don't forget, I don't want my clients. Yeah, you don't want your clients to cancel. You just said so, like he gave us example. Don't be late and don't slam the door. That's a great one because I have grandchildren that do slam the door and how often I've said to myself, don't slam the door. And I got to change that to say, please close the door slowly. Quietly. Very, very good. Okay, Trina, you want to pick it up for us on 23?
Yeah. So on page 23, Michael starts talking about the fact that the law of attraction responds the same way that your mind does. So it always hears what you don't want. And I think this is so clever because, like you were just talking about, when we use don't, not, no, we give energy to that which we don't want. And so what's really cool and how he explains it is that there's a really effective and easy tool to use, which is using what he just described as his reset sentence, asking that question, so what do I want? So every time that we talk about what we want, we're giving our attention, our energy to that. And so that's that vibrational shift again, which is so cool. So he actually explained to us, and then here in the book also on page 23, he talks about the fact that we create a new sentence. We use our words for this new sentence, these new thoughts, which creates the new vibration again. And we send out a brand new vibration as soon as we change our words and our thoughts like that. So that's pretty cool. He also says we can send out just one vibration at a time. So as soon as we switch those words, we switch into something that into something that's more positive instead of that negative. And so keeping that in mind, keeping in mind the fact that as we change our vibration, everything around the law of attraction moves to that new vibration and just picks it up. So we have the ability, simply by changing our words and our focus, to create a whole new vibration and something totally new.
Diane?
Yes. Okay, so on page 24, it is written, when you make a statement containing the words don't, not, or no, you are actually giving attention and energy to what you don't want. Simply ask yourself, so what do I want?
Yes, and this is Rosemary from Germany. And on page 25, Michael actually has two columns. One is negative statement and the other one is positive statement. And the positive statement is created after you're asking yourself, what do I want? And actually, I'm going to read these statements. And my favorite one is the first one, don't hesitate to call. And the positive statement is, call me soon. How many times did I write that in a business letter? Don't hesitate to call. And just changing it to, what do I really want? Call me soon. The next ones are, don't panic, positive, stay calm. Don't forget, positive, remember to. Don't be late, see you on time. Don't slam the door, close it quietly. I don't want this to hurt. I will be fine. I don't want my clients to cancel. I want my clients to keep their appointments. And he goes on in the column, when you use don't, not, and no, add your own sentences here. So you can actually elaborate yourself in the book on it. And the positive statement would be then, create new positive sentences here. And on the bottom of the page, there's a quote from positive and negative emotions cannot occupy the mind at the same time. One or the other must dominate. So it is your responsibility to make sure that positive emotions constitute the dominating influence of your mind. Napoleon Hill.
And on page 26, it is written, when you go from what you don't want to what you don't want, you do want, the words change. When the words change, the vibration changes, and you can only send out one vibration at a time.
Wonderful.
Okay, and on page 27, Michael talks about resetting your vibration and being able to identify whether you're sending a negative or positive energy just by observing the feelings that you're experiencing. And you can only send out a positive or a negative. And he gives us that great reset button. He shows us that you can reset your vibration from negative to positive simply by choosing different words and thoughts. And when you talk about what you want and what you don't want, your words change.
He also talks about that the law of attraction only responds
to what you're sending out now, not 5 minutes ago, not 5 months ago. It just responds to what you're sending out right now in the moment and gives you more of that vibration back.
On page 28, it says, to know whether you are sending out a positive or a negative vibration, simply take a look at the results you're getting in that area of your life. They are a perfect reflection of what you are vibrating.
Yes, and on page 29, it talks about the clarity through contrast model. And in this section, it's really telling us that it's a tool, so it's a powerful page to read, because as a tool, it says it will assist you to become clearer about your desires. And here, Michael tells us some of those key areas where it's important to have that clarity about areas of life, key areas of life, such as your career, your money, life partner relationships, friendships, business relationships, business referrals, and education. And as he says on this page, it's a tool to hear your words. So be clear about your desires. And as has been discussed earlier, what your desire is what you vibrate, is what you bring to you. So the clarity through contrast, if you know what you don't want, as Michael said earlier, then it's easier for you to know what you do want.
Okay, I have just muted again, right?
Yeah,
All right, here we go again. Anyway, Michael allows on page 29 that he actually has more worksheets available for you to work with. And if you go to his website, www.lawofattractionbook.com, worksheets.html. You can definitely get those worksheets. Please use all of the tools he's given us. This is an extraordinary man. I want to take time right now to say something that comes very deep in my heart. This man is actually coming on this radio station with us, who's already sold millions of books, was a guest speaker and presented on Oprah Winfrey, which we all know that's like the peak list on anybody's bucket list. It's out here teaching, okay? And he's still taking time. His real interest, when I talk to this man personally, his real interest is your success. Listen, there's a whole lot of people out here on this particular trip of doing motivation and bringing people in, but they're doing it for a living. They're making big money. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm okay with that, especially if it works for the people. Michael's reaching back. Okay, he's not through with just getting the money on this. He wants you to get your success and your dreams. So this is an extraordinary man. This is not just an average walk-through the earth person. And I want you all to just take advantage of knowing more about him and being closer with what he's teaching and giving to you. So go to that website. Get on there. Make that contact. And let him know that all those efforts are paying off. You know, it's easy to sit back. And most of the time, if we're going to get a lot of attention, it's somebody complaining. But those of you who are having the successes and really raving about this, this is who he needs to hear from. So make sure you get on that website and that you actually get those worksheets and get with it. My ideal, which is I'm sure is the same as his, the more we can teach prosperity and help people acquire what they consider the good things in life, the more we truly will move to peace on earth, then we will truly drop the boundaries and emerge as a one humanity. And this is the work that he's doing to help you do that. And if you just follow it, you have the success. Everything he's given you is pure. He's even taken time to study it through NLP so that he knows how to deliver it in the particular problem areas of people's conception. So make sure that you're using this and going forward with it. Okay, on page 30, the three-step formula for deliberate attraction. He gives us the steps 1, 2, and 3 on there again. Identify your desires. Okay, how often do you just talk and you really don't know what it is you want? Okay, you're excited because maybe a friend had this, so you think, well, you want one just like it. But to actually know your desires, you have to sit down and spend some time with that, okay? So that identifying that is part of the first step that you have to take, okay? Knowing what you don't like is helpful, but knowing more important what you do is going to make it happen. Step two is give your desire attention, okay? The law of attraction will give you more of what you give your attention to. How many times does this have to be said? So when you're sitting there and you're observing your mind and your thoughts and you realize you're just being critical, this isn't going to work for me. Okay, this is so easy for everybody else, but these things just don't work for me. And you're doing your stuff, okay, you're building your barriers. So go back and give your desire the attention. Just think about it. You know, just think about the wonderful outcomes, the wonderful gifting of what it is you desire. Make that your priority. And then step three, he says, is just allow it. Okay, so he's asking, if you're wondering why you're not manifesting your desires, he says the speed at which you desire to depends on how much you're allowing. Okay, wow, allowing. This is the most important step. What are you allowing? Well, the allowing comes with you making these particular ways of acting and talking and being, okay? Then he comes over here on page 31, and I think, Rosemary, you wanted to discuss something on step one.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, step one, Michael points out again how we can make the law of attraction work. And, of course, we said it before, we need to be first clear on what we want. However, that's not easy for most of us. And the author says that most people, and I include myself, have a real hard time knowing what do I really want, what is my real desire. And it's much easier to right away move into a statement, I don't want this in my relationship, and I don't want onions on my pizza, and I don't like that I have not enough money. So it's so easy to fall into this. I don't like this. I don't want this. And you go on and on. You don't even notice it. And he points out that this is actually very helpful, that we don't that we say, I don't want this. I don't like it. And we will learn in this next section how we can use our don't wants to identify our desires.
Yes. So in Michael's book, he has a question more on, what is contrast? Well, it's pretty easy. Contrast is everything about you don't like, we don't like, doesn't feel good, or anything that is a negative mood. And it's very easy to be in the negative mood because we're surrounded with negative. So this exercise, it's amazing, and it's keep you a reminder that you use word that you're not conscient, and it's a great warning of make some changes. So basically, rather to spend time complaining about everything or talking about it or declaring that we don't want and this, this is a negative vibration. So the law of attraction is more to respond to our negative vibrations. So be aware, take note, and change them for positive.
Gina.
Yeah. So on page 31, Michael continues to talk about, is contrast helpful? That's a really interesting question. And the answer is absolutely yes. Because by observing the contrast, by looking at the things that you don't like, that don't feel good, that causes you to be in a bad mood or whatever, it's so much easier to understand the things that you do like. And so once you realize you're negative about something, this question comes back around. So what do I want? What would I rather have instead of this negative? And you can use that contrast to gain the clarity you need. And he even suggested sitting down and making a list of the things that you would look for. Make a list of the things you don't like, and then make a list of the things that you do want, so that you gain a whole lot of clarity. And that is just such an awesome tool.
All right. And down at the bottom of that page, Trina, he actually gave a quote. Did you see that? Can you share that with us?
At the very bottom, he said, the concept of contrast is a distinction I learned from Jerry and Esther Hicks from Abraham Hicks Publications. And they also wrote a book called The Law of Attraction.
Thank you. And Diane, you're back on 32.
Yes, so on page 32 of Michael's book, it says, observing contrast is essential because it helps you to become clear about what you don't want, what you do want, sorry. Steve, I think you want to add something onto it.
Well, on page 33, he just continues to highlight this important point, and he talks about the importance of actually identifying contrast, and that when you observe the contrasts, you experience clarity. And he gives the example of someone choosing to play some music that you hate in the car, which starts stressing you out, and then you choose to turn it to music that you like, which makes you relax. And by observing that contrast of what you like and what you don't like, you have clarity and more clarity on what you do like and what you're trying to attract.
Okay. When Michael is pointing out that this particular part of what he's showing us is to get clarity, that is extremely a key point. So please take time to work with this to where you do have that clarity, and then you actually know the options. Like if you go back over that list that was read earlier of the good and the, you know, the negative way of saying something, the positive way. I don't care how practiced you are. I don't care what age you are. I don't care how far you're into self-help and personal power and all of that. These things still creep up on you. It becomes a silent thing that just moves into a habitual behavior that you have. So please take the book and make notes of these. And I see some of the students are making little cards and they're keeping them on them so that they're actually seeing some of the highlighted stuff, the points that Mike's making. And it's so rewarding. So one of the things that he brought up that I really like is, you know, how long is briefly? And that's on page 35. And he says the key to getting what you want without getting stuck focusing on what you don't want is to briefly observe contrast. So wise. So very, very wise. Only you can decide how long briefly is. I mean, just so simple, okay? Some experiencing contrast in a relationship may last for years. For others, contrast is observed for a short time. You might decide to end a relationship on the first date, okay? Notice that when you experience contrast around smells, sounds, tastes, tolerance is minimal. Think about these statements, okay? These are real clear lines, okay? How long would you smell something that doesn't smell good? Okay. How long would you listen to music that don't sound good? Okay, remember the point he made? How long would you eat something that doesn't taste good? So here's the point. That's how brief, okay? That's brief. You would not take that. So he wants you to stop lingering in the other particular thoughts and contrast so that you can actually move on. So when we look at the points, where would we need to really examine if we're actually following this whole reflection of contrast? We'd look in relationships. What about your health? Money, career, and other. So generally, the least amount of time you spend putting your attention, energy, and focus towards contrast, the better. The clarity through contrast process, which you'll learn from this book, will help you with this. I think that that's just saying everything we need to focus on this week. And I'm going to close tonight's reading with on page 36, identify what makes you feel good and do more of it. Right on. Okay. So we're going to open up now for some questions and answers or input from some of the people who've been listening in and our co-host. Darlene, I've got a few people here. Darlene, Elizabeth, and Mike and Claire. If you guys have anything you would like to bring forward from what you've just heard or read, please, now would be a time to come on, Mike.
Hi, it's Darlene here. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello? You can, loud and clear.
Okay, so this is really very interesting and a new twist on maybe some of the stuff that we've looked at before on being positive, but he has put this in a very simplistic way that's easy to follow. So I really find it rewarding to have heard this.
Okay, very good. So how's the weather up there in Montreal?
I'm spending a lot of my days joyfully relocating snow.
Oh, okay. Good positive way to put that, Darlene. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else that would like?
As a matter of fact, if you would like some snow, we have plenty for you, Grandmother.
No, thank you, Michael. And Michael, where are you and Claire at? You're in Montreal?
Yes, we are.
All right. So we're getting some voices from up north there, people. We're all out here in Arizona. We're enjoying 70 and 75 degree sunny days. So we kind of put it into a handful of energy and sister way. So you should be getting some whiffs and waves of it. So we want you to stay warm. Stay warm and love each other. So what do you think about what Michael's saying here?
I think it's awesome. It just, he makes it real simple. I mean, having spent a lot of time around with you, I heard this so many times, so many ways, but he just cuts to the chase, and it's just straight to the point. And I like the thing on contrast, because sometimes we tend to be reluctant to look at what we don't want because we're concerned about attracting it. But he tells mm-hmm. us how to use it constructively, and I thought that was a really neat slant.
And he points out how you can't not do that. You can't, you know, you just can't stay in that la-la place of positive all the time. That this, you know, these moods and things kind of sleep in, and he's just saying that's okay. He gives you permission to do that. That's just a contrast. Now move on, you know. And I think it's great, too. So yes, yes, yes. Anyone else out there that wants to make some comments?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
This is Elizabeth in Pennsylvania.
All right.
We're cold here and there's lots of snow. And it's beautiful. Well, it was a wonderful hour here, and I love this book. It's a great shot in the arm for everything that I know and believe to be true. And mastering it is, I suppose, what you might say is the trick, and being have it brought to mind and presented in a new, essentially new to me way. As Michael said, it's simple, or as many people said, it's very simple, and it's just a great thing to have in my hands right now. I really appreciate it. Thanks,
wonderful.
Everybody.
Yes. Anyone else want to make some points? We're getting ready to close here.
Hi, this is Claire from Montreal. Hi.
Hello.
What I love about it is that it makes you aware of how you think and how you speak. And the great part is that, like he says, briefly, you can change it real fast. And that's what I like about it. You don't
yes,
have to drag it. Because he says the love has attraction only matters with the present, you know, not
yes.
last month or last week. So it's like you change your life in the present. I love that.
Okay, very, very good. All right, it looks like it's about that time that we have to conclude our studies, but we thank all of you for sharing your time and energy with us. You matter and count, so you always make a difference. We look forward to your being with us next week as we make that leap to greater consciousness. Have a powerful week and allow your light to shine. And remember, always, all good things. Ocios.
Thank you for listening to Quantum Leap Book Club. For more information where you can contact us, go to loaradionetwork.com/quantum-leap. Have a great week.